Blog Talk Radio.
Let go, healing, breaking. Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle.
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show. This is week 186 and we have a fabulous guest today. We have Jethro Smith, Psychic Jethro, he goes by the name of, and he's very talented. He was reading his schoolmate's friends when he was in kindergarten. He was reading their auras, sorry, and he's a talented author as well. So we're going to be bringing him on shortly. I'm speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and so we're going to be crossing time zones, oceans, dimensions, and whatever else we need to cross to join together in love and peace. And so we're going to connect over there in America with our own Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
I am here, Jean Christie. Hi. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. We would like to extend our apologies for those of you trying to get into the chat room. This is a message we just received from Blog Talk Radio. While we work to fix the current issue with the chat room, they will be inactive during this time. And we extend our apologies for that. So they're working on it, apparently. Keep trying, everyone. And hopefully you can hear the audio as we are streaming, at least. And at least we can have that part of the interactivity and enjoy the part of the show. And this is exciting that we have our new guest, Jethro Smith. He's brand new to this show.
Yes, and we've been so looking forward to him being on the show. Now, over there, we've had some really sad happenings going on in Texas and Boston, and it's been absolutely terrible for the people over there in the United States. And you had the marathon in Boston, and in fact, one of the gentlemen that ran in the race in Boston was actually in our London Marathon last weekend. And there were 36,000 runners in our marathon. And the marathon committee have said that for all the people who crossed the finish line, they were going to donate $3 to the Boston Appeal. So I thought I'd just let you know about that, Gary.
Okay.
And people were wearing black armbands and black ribbons as a mark of respect to the people over there in Boston. And
wonderful.
So we're going to be sending love out, love and light and healing to anybody over there who needs it, and to any war-torn places as well, because there's loads of trouble going on in different parts of the world. And so what we're hoping to do is raise the vibration to one of love. And before we actually bring our lovely guest on, and he's a great guy, a lovely uplifting personality, and a pleasure to work with, but we're going to play a song that he requested, and it's called What the World Needs Now. And it's so true, this, Gary.
Absolutely.
Popular in the chat room, if there wasn't.
What the world needs now, love we love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love we love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time.
Jackie De Trent, and it sounded like a live performance there. But anyway, I just want to remind everybody that it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. And with that thought, we're going to bring on our wonderful guest, Jethro, Psychic Jethro. Are you there, please?
I'm here, Jen. How are you today?
All right, thanks. It's
welcome
lovely
to the
have
Healing
you.
Fountain.
Thank you, Gary. I feel so honored to be welcome. You guys got me all mushed up here. We do the love song, and it's the energy. You guys are just so light and warm feelings. I can feel the light workers here. Thank you.
Oh yeah, we got a lot of love in this show. Absolutely.
Oh, we do. And also,
we get the vibrations of all the people who are listening in as well. And it is a co-creation. It's around the world co-creation because we have people tuning in from Singapore and Brazil and Holland and everywhere in the world, really. So, you know, as I said, we get all the light workers tuning in. And
all over
so
the U.S., Canada,
healing.
The U.K.,
yeah.
Australia, New Zealand, China,
Italy.
All over.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. And so welcome to the show, and we're so pleased that you're here. We've already got a few people waiting on the switchboard to speak to you and get your wonderful messages. Now, you call yourself, well, people call you Psychic Jethro, but you actually tune in on a spiritual link as well, don't you?
I do, and a lot of people, I am a reverend, and a lot of ones have asked me what the Jethro Smith and why I have the difference, but I do a lot of light work, I do a lot of angel, and the name kind of clicked with Psychic Jethro. I've done a little bit of radio, and I was the best American psychic. Now I'm a Federation of American Psychics certified, and the name just clicked. I'm real silly. Those of us know in America that Jethro's the eater on the old Beverly Hillbilly shows, and I am
right.
Like that. Never goes off. They laugh. I'm either eating or trying to think of something next.
Well, so we've got Jethro and Granny here tonight. And all we need now is a cement pond.
I take it John Christie has seen an episode or two of that show. Yes.
Oh, I have, yeah. I shouldn't submit to that because it dates me big time. Anyway, you're going to tell us a bit about your work, aren't you, Jethro, before we actually bring any callers on? So if you would like to go ahead and tell us
how did it get started with you? Give us a little bit of your background, how it all got going and what happened and what you're like now.
Yeah, thank you. And I was born with this gift. I started out as a child noticing that I could see and sense energies. And I first noticed this widow that I would see her husband, Mr. Clark. And I would hear him say things to her. And my godmother then worked with me, and she was like, we don't discuss this. We know it's okay, but we just don't tell people back in that day and age. Now I'm dating me, but that we were like, okay. So I was real good until we went to church one day, and he just was really insistent. And I was only 8, and I just told her, I said, he's telling you that the key to the lock is here and that you've got these things. And she goes, who's telling you that? And I said, Charles. And she was really kind of got white, and she said, well, you know, I'm pale. And she goes, well, Charles has been on the other side. And he goes, yes, tell her. And then he had me say some things to her to let her know. And we didn't go to that church anymore after that. They kind of took me home and said, oh no. And they kind of hit it. And then I as a child I went from that to where I had an accident where I drowned. I was with some other people, and they used to throw us in the lakes. You know how they used to take the kids out and throw you? Well, they did this with me, and they put me in a little, what they took is they put us in a little wade pond, and they took us out into the club, and they let the wade pond go, and me and the little girl that was together, we held on. We were supposed to swim. Well, we didn't. We both grabbed onto each other, and just like a rock went down. When they got us pulled up, they couldn't revive me at first. So I was under for a good, they said almost it was, I was out for a good, quite a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And when they brought me back, I was more clear. I could hear better. And so, I went into this. And those of you who do want to, I have written a book. It's called Living in the Psychic Realm. And it's been out for about 2 years here. It's very popular. And it discusses my first teacher there, Meg. I talk about her. And then it discusses later my teacher, Abby. She came into my life. The guides told me this person's going to help you. And she taught me how to use this gift. She's like, this is a gifted thing. And you need to, this is, it's not a, we used to call it a curse. And she's like, no, it's a gift. And she taught me how to help people with it. And how to use the tools. There's different energies with light that you use and different prayers and mantras. I learned to meditate. And then I started doing this. Actually, I was in food service, and my family owned restaurants. There again, I'm in that refrigerator. And I said, I just love doing this and helping. And the guy started telling me, he said, you got to continue to do this. And it just went from that to me reading. And now I do it. That's all I do. And what I love about it is I help a lot of individuals. I have clients that are, from 1990s there with, my sons were growing up, and I did this for a living, and now I read for their kids. And I know that it's really fun. I love doing it, and I know that I'm in the right place, because every day when I go home, I used to go home and say, oh, I made a lasagna and somebody was mad. Now I go home and I go, I've put light out, and I've helped someone see their future so that they can make the right choices.
Oh, that's brilliant. And it's so good that you're telling people about not to be afraid of the gift. And as you said, it is a gift. because so many people are afraid to even meditate, which is so sad, because you can tune in to the Creator and become one with all the universe by just by meditating, and you can feel the bliss. And when things get really rough down here on Earth, and they really do, in fact, I visit it as less as I can get away with these days. it's so good that you're helping other people to come to terms with their gifts.
I love it. And I also am the founder of Psyches Gone Wild, and it's a group of just real fun, really good, positive people helping each other. And I started putting this together because I wanted to do the variety. I wanted to have a place that people could find, and they can come together and get the best astrologer, the most gifted psychic, the most intense, you know, visual person. And I've been putting this together for the guys that told me, and it's almost going to be 2 years, and we're getting stronger. We're getting better. We had a joke yesterday that I had put on like over 30 people, and everybody's going, "What is it? What are you doing?" And it's like, just to keep doing that. And I know, like when you were talking earlier, I thank you so much, as you said. You know, I think sometimes here in the United States we are grouped, but it's so nice to hear someone say, you know, when we've got these things happen. I think this is something our country is still learning too, is to put that out there. I do 1380 AM radio in Canada in the mornings. I'm on the country station and I do my readings there. And what I love is they said the same thing you did. They said, you know, United States, and I get emotional every time because I realize this is a world problem. And I think that's what I love, is that we're going to put love out there for everyone.
Well, that's right. And I was so upset when that happened in Boston. I mean, I was awake sort of all night for two nights sort of thinking about it, you know. And ours is not to know the reason why, because only the Creator can see the bigger picture. We can't see the big picture. We can only see what's happening. All we can do is go with the flow and accept. And that's all we can do, really. But it is upsetting, you know.
And look for the good in all of it.
Yeah.
Very true. And it's like, I feel like that. I agree. And I'm so happy to have you guys do this. I know we've got callers. I can feel the energy. I'm ready whenever you are. We'll take some calls and let's have some fun helping.
Do you want to bring the first caller on, Gary, please?
I certainly can. Bear with me a moment. We have a caller that's been holding for 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
From the 916 area code, and I'll go ahead and bring them on. Hello, 916. You are on air with Jethro Smith. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Diana, California.
Hey.
I ran over to the south side of town to get on a computer, and you don't have a chat room.
No, not tonight. It's Blog Talk Radio's problem there. But what's your name again?
Diana, Mountain Diva.
Oh, hiya, Diana. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I actually called in one of Jethro's shows this morning and got a card reading, which was actually pretty good. But today is something different. Since I can't tell you in the chat, my prayer request, that's my question. Is my prayer going to be granted? This is a physical thing. So first I wanted to tell Jethro, I love the Gold Ring. I've been following them for years and years. I used to listen to Risa while I was sleeping years ago. So they're my favorite people, and I'm so happy you're on the show, and I've gotten to know Jethro and his gang for the last year, so they're my other favorite people, and I'm glad to see you're together. But I know you're going to have a prayer service, so I'm going to try something different because, you know, I'm a light worker, and I believe I'm fifth, sixth entity, and I'm doing the DNA. And I want the DNA to come in that heals the things you were born with. So I want my pancreas, islets of Langerhans, totally healed. I'm taking myself off insulin because I have a big power of belief in healing. As a child, I just told people, what are you worried about? All you have to do is touch the hem of Jesus. You know, it's like I healed myself several times. And since I've been on the road, I'm putting a lot of pieces of my book on Facebook if anybody wanted to read it. But I do mention some of my psychic surgeries that have been successful. So I believe now it's time for them to repair my pancreas. And do you think the angels will do that for me, Jethro?
I am looking here at energy, and thank you. And you're just one of our family and friends, and you made me feel so good. And all when I know you love the healing, you know, fountain. Obviously, I got the good ones with it because you are gifted too. And the angels are telling me with you that you, I do see some things healing here. They are showing me when what spiritually I'm also picking up is you're working through your health and your individual here. I'm also seeing that this is going to be some other people helping you. They're showing me that you not only are a gifted person, that you do some medicine work here. I'm seeing groundwork, like Native American work. You're very much doing this. You're going to heal yourself to heal so you can heal others, because you are. And I do see this happening. I don't think it's easy. They said you're going to be working with quite a bit of, and what spiritually I'm picking up is that you're going to be working with a couple other individuals that are going to help you clinically. I keep seeing there's someone you work with who's got a doctor's paper, or they do something like a holistic doctor, you know, there. They're showing
okay,
me that.
That's good. All right, I'm in to help holistically. I just didn't want to go back to the straight medical doctor, because I think that kind of stuff just made me worse. Yes. All right. Thank you very much. So I'm going to meet someone I'm going to work with holistically. Good.
Very much, yes. And I'm put prayers towards you, and it always hurts my heart to see someone we loved hurt, but they tell me you're going to come through it. You're also, there's something else happening here in that energy of that aura and energy there. You are very strong, and you're storing a lot of your power in that chakra, and they said that you're going to be able to work through and do the vibration here with sound. They keep saying sound. They said that it's like I keep getting musical notes with you. They're showing me it's like the sea that works with the heart chakra. You know, and I see you're going to be able to really take this to a new level of, you know, we were just listening to this beautiful music, but I see you sitting down and doing some toning of your own and doing some sound together and loosening up some of the energy. You're a very strong positive healer, but sometimes you've been hurt by other people's trying to latch onto you is what they keep showing me, like people trying to get a hold of you. There's energy there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I don't join. Like, I've never put my name on the list for the Gold Ring because of my past with the New World Order. Yeah, I've had a lot of it, but I don't even like to think about that. I think that part of my life is over. But still, that's why I'm not working, because they destroyed my nursing profession and took the man I love. So I think that even though it's genetic, the diabetes is, I think it's worse because of what I lived through, and I guess it was my path. You know, everybody says you picked your path. I guess that was my path to survive the New World Order and see the person that I love not, but I could still talk to him on the other side. And I do healing really good. I mean, like, I did instant healing of a crushed finger a couple of weeks ago, instant. And I kept looking at it, like, because I put it in my Stargate, something new that I do. And I kept looking at, how did I do that? Because it was already blistered and bruised and throbbing and painful. And then I remember I did that for Jeff when he was alive, when he smashed his finger. And he kept looking at it all day. How did you do that? So, yeah, I can do healing. But the thing, I did get over the connective tissue disorder that I was born with. So I know I can get over the diabetes. And I just don't want to do this medical thing anymore. So they have to grant that healing for me, because I'm the person who at 4 years old said, my Humpty Dumpty can put you back together again. What's wrong with you?
Cool.
So anyway, I always love to talk to the Gold Ring and Jean and Gary. I've been to 2 powwows in the last month, and
awesome.
Stargates over them, and they got their college reopened. The one that was closed down, they got it reopened. So here in Sacramento. So I really think that part of it is the energy that I brought through for them. So it's things are going good.
Did you get any fried bread?
They're just going. And, you know, I try not to do that because it turns into sugar.
That's the whole purpose behind being in a powwow, darling, is you got to get some fried bread. Baby.
I'll get some all.
Yeah, the whole reason.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it, though.
Well, thank you for calling, Diana. We've got a lot of callers we need to move on.
Is the chat room up yet?
No,
keep
sorry.
Trying.
I've just been in there. And there's nobody there. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and mute you, and you can hang on the line and listen, and we'll just get on to the next caller.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling.
Okay. If you grab 410, area code 410, if you get them, Gary, please. They've been waiting for about 41 minutes, so we're sorry about that.
I'm all over it. And 410, you are on the air with Jethro Smith. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kathy from Maryland.
Hi, Kathy.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hey, I love to hear from you, Kathy. Hi, hi. It's good to hear. I have energy here with these are my old family. They come over to follow me, and I'm so grateful. This is another healer, and I just love Kathy. We've gotten in trouble on other rodeo shows. They say on the radio shows, they say I pick her as my favorite.
Yeah,
I love those rodeo
shows. And this is Gary's hands. You see how magical it works, you guys. Gary is on the radio, so blame him tonight. But I had to tease him. They're teasing
with
you. And I'm so happy, Kathy. Do you have a question for me?
I do. I've been hearing that I'm trying too hard and I just should sit back and relax. But I'm taking a class next month that it's a quantum healing angel class, and I feel like it's going to be very beneficial for me. But if you have any messages for me?
Yes. And the guys are telling me what they're trying to get happening is it's because of this energy. This is a fragile time for healers that are out there. As we've been talking tonight, you called on a perfect show about love and the energy. The earth is balancing energies a lot. We know the earth goes in and out with vortexes. We've proved that when I lived in Sedona, and those of you who've been to Maui, the male and female vortexes, and actually that energy of going in and out. So what's happening for healers, that's why they're telling you, and the relaxed, is they want you guys are replenishing, because as we go into June's going to be Jupiter, our largest and only planet, affecting us in our solar system, but also going into manifesting positive. People say, you know, June 25th is going to be the day. Well, that's the day it goes into it. So what's happening is they're trying to keep you, I wouldn't say layaway. I tease people and say they're putting you on layaway like they do in a store, but they're putting healers back. Yeah, they're like, Jethro, I'm not a shirt. What they're doing is the angels are putting people back, and that's what I'm feeling, I'm hearing with you. They said that also we've got to make sure you're getting enough, I don't feel it's water intake with you, but the angels are telling me we've got to really make sure blueberries. Now, blueberries is a detox, and I mean, you're getting all the good stuff, Kathy. That's why they think I love you so much. They're saying blueberries. They're telling me strawberries. The guys are saying that these are very good things for you to do. They're saying naturally celery. These are natural things that are detoxing. They're telling me that you need to take it a little easy, and you cannot get stressed. This is also telling me that the guys are doing this to protect you. We all know, those of us spiritually, when the angels are saying slowly, walk slowly, your baby steps, there's energy happening. Because what's going to happen here is we're going to go through a lot of intense shift as this goes through into May. Those of you who are keeping track of astrology and the other energies, I had people tease me with why I'm, you know, what I tell them, and they're telling me just really, you know, tread lightly. All healers are getting tested. As this starts to really get stronger, that planet's going to pull against here. We know the moon is very intense with our water body. With this much intensity, a lot of healers are going to get off keel. And what it's doing is they're trying to tell you, stay lightly, don't do a lot, Kathy, so we can utilize later. They'll have you, you're going to be so busy in July and August, you're going to be like working, healing, helping so many, they're going to be like trying to give you an elephant gun shot to bring you down.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I'll just lay low then. Other than this one class, I'm going out to Arizona for it.
Oh, and Sedona?
I'm going to Scottsdale, actually.
Yay.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
My hometown.
Your hometown, huh?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate the message.
Thank you for calling, Kathy. Thank you so much. And we'll go ahead. I'll just go ahead and put you on mute so you can listen to the rest of the show. And Jan Christie, bring on the next caller.
Okay.
It's all yours. Take it away.
Okay. We've got area code 516. You're live on air with Jethro. Who's speaking, please?
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I'm calling from Long Island.
Hi, Sandra. Have you got a question for Jethro?
Yeah, I'd love to know about love. I'm looking for something serious, like a soul romance or a soul partnership.
Ooh.
And I love this here, and I do this with guides, and I feel with the energy. And as you were talking, your name, Sandra, I like what they're showing me on the energy. And I'm going to, first time reading, you feel what I'm getting with the energy. They're showing me that you have quite a bit of of work there. You seem to be very much, you enjoy putting more on your plate of work. They said you really enjoy work. You've got, I see that there's like projects and you're adding more projects there is what they're telling me. I'm trying to get them to show me love and they keep showing me your work first. So I'm going to ask permission with your guides. So, you know, we need to look at the heart chakra and the love. And they're telling me with you, Sandra, that there is, there's definitely someone coming in your future, but they're also saying that you have to have someone who is like you. You like to not only work, but you're very active. They're showing me that you've got, again, there's quite a few other projects going. This person has to be able to be charitable. They have to be really care about other people. You've had people before in your relationship who kind of forgot about human. This is like human beings. They're showing me a green color. They're showing me that they have to be heartfelt and loving.
Yeah.
And they're telling me yes, okay, and you're saying yes there, and they're telling me yes, they've got to be. They're telling me this person's going to be into healing and working with it, and they're telling me that it's going to be actually here at the last of June. I feel someone coming in. The kind of, you've got someone that was got an interest with you, but you're like, you're being real shy with them, and you're not going to go out with them. I see you kind of politely going, no, no. They're like, no, no. They keep saying that cute, like a little kid. They're like, no, no. You're being polite, but you're like, you don't want to go out with him, and it's not bad. The gentleman is got very much likes you, but he's very material, and I see that he's kind of very cash, and you don't want to lose him in a crowd. You're pretty much a hyper person.
Yeah, I've got a lot more energy. I wouldn't ever say I'm shy.
No.
But I've turned down a couple of people for different reasons, I guess, just like anyone else.
It, the better ones coming, and they are saying that with the love. They're also telling me there's something else with you, Sandra.
Oh, so
that one's
just the materialistic one. That's not the better one.
Exactly.
I got it.
They're teasing me with you. They said that they're keeping you this way for a definite reason. You have very choosy guides, and you would rather wait for the better stuff than to put up with silly. You have a thing about you. Do not like silly things. If people, you like to laugh, you like to joke, you have sense of humor, but if they're going to be coming after you to date, they better have their stuff together. You don't like people being goofy with your heart. If they start to do that, you will go, no, no. And I love your guides. They say it like a little kid. No, no. Like, no, no. Don't do that. You know.
I'm too right.
Too. All right. So then he's coming later on then.
Oh yes, very much. And I'm getting the, like, I keep getting the initials KT. It's like it's got to do with his name.
That was an ex-fiance of mine. I'm
well,
like,
that
oh.
We're in the. I could steer it the other way. I know sometimes we do patterns. Tell me, there's two names that you'll say and watch Jethro run because of patterns and marriages. But what I love about the energy is that they do patterns. So the next one will be they'll have KT in their night in their name.
Okay. That's interesting. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll be looking out for him, and I'm glad my guides know that they have to bring someone serious, not someone too silly.
Oh, thank you for calling. And
thank
you'll have to ring back and let us know how you went on.
Oh, I certainly will.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Well, thank
God
you.
That was a lovely message. Thank you very much for calling
thank
in.
Thank you for calling. And I'll go ahead and put you back on hold so you can continue
to
listen to the rest of the show.
Thank you.
And
okay,
we'll move on
yeah,
to
you get the
next
one. Yeah, we've got someone being on there for 9 minutes. If you'd like to call in, the number to call in is 001 from outside the United States. And inside the United States, it's 646-929 or 461. So that's 001 or 001-646-929 or 461 if you'd like to speak to Jethro. And if you'd like to contact him on his website, it's jethrosmith.net. So it's www.jethrosmith.net. And you can contact him on there. Okay.
Okay, and we'll move on to the next caller.
Thanks,
from
Gary.
The 352 area code, I'll go ahead and bring you on. 352, you're on air with Jethro. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Andrea, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi. Hi, what was your name again? I missed your name.
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Yes.
Welcome
Hi.
To the show. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I wanted to know any messages that I'm supposed to encounter for today.
Well, I thank you, Andrea, and I'm looking here with the energy. They're telling me that you're in transition. You're grabbing a hold of it, and they make me laugh. The guides are showing me that you look like you're on a roaring boat. You've got a hold of the anchor, and you're rowing. You've got children with you. You have children, and you're those. And those children and you are roaring, and I'm not seeing a person with you. I'm seeing you going like you're, and I don't want to say you're man shopping. I want to say you're looking along the banks. You're looking for someone to get in that boat with you. You're looking for a relationship here. But they said that what the guides are telling me is you've got a couple of people you've already, just like the lady before, you're not saying no, no, no. You're just kind of rowing away from some of the other islands like, no, I don't want that one.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I'm feeling here with the energy with you that the angels are also saying with you that you've been having some really intense dreams.
Yes. Weird ones. But yes.
Now you know that only 18% of individuals dream in color. Most people just dream in black and white in their dreams. You're having this is psychology. This is my other degree, you guys. But we're working here. We'll go back to the psychic part. What I feel in the energy with you, this is a really good thing. And you say weird, but you're getting rid of a lot of stress. Now, we do this in our alpha, delta, and beta state. And the angels are saying that as you're going down into that energy, you're also working there on such a time frame that you're not only getting all of your, like you say, weird, but it's getting rid of release and stuff. You've got to, in the day, get out and laugh a little harder. I know this is hard for single parents. I'm picking that up, that you're a single parent. But you need to go out, you know, and if people laugh, why did you hug that tree, Jethro? What are you doing? What I'm doing is you're getting rid of this energy. You've got all this tension. You've got responsibility on your shoulders. You've got all this weight. And I feel a little hurt here. I feel in your heart you've got a little sadness. You're a good person, and what I need you to take that away. You never get uptight with your kids, but you love your kids. And what I'm feeling, the angels are saying that if we can get you to even take a little bit of this, even going into the other work of it, you're going to also be able to get your work for them. And these dreams, they're showing me color. Can you talk to? Are you okay to say a little bit of this over the radio? I know this is really personal, but are you okay to tell a little bit of it? It's kind of Disney. You're not going to tell me the dreams. It's going to make me go on ver, right?
No.
Okay.
I started having dreams, and no lie, I started having these dreams. Like I had dreams, but it wasn't like these dreams, and I start having them when I turned 30. And the dream were repetitive about this one particular person. You can see them clearly. And what happened was every time I would see this dream, this person in my dream, I would see some, it was like everybody else was like a blur, but he brought in one person that was clear to me. And every single person, like, I can recognize their face. And this person was a famous person, and I don't know why I would have dreams. I wasn't even thinking about it. I don't know why. But that, and we would be different places. Like one time we were on, we were at a concert. The other time we were on a bus, and then the other time we were at a record store. I have no idea why I had this dream, but I just jot it down, kind of, sort of, and whatever dreams I have, jot it down and just take, yeah.
I can tell you part of it, and Andrea, part of it is the guides are showing you this famous person to relate to you, and you need love. I'm correct here that you're a good person and your kids love you, but I feel that the guides keep showing me is you haven't found that right person yet. You have a lot of love to give, and you're looking for that man that's going to give you back the love.
Right.
And they're coming. They're coming, and that's why the guys are doing this with you. This is also very common. I have a lot of years of people going, you know, they'll tell me that, a very famous person, and psychically what the angels are showing me is that you need that right now because things are real stressful there. You've got people not listening to you, and you had some people bothering you or causing problems for you.
Yes.
And and you're kind of by yourself. You have some friends, but you end up having to be the one to handle a lot there where you're living.
Yes.
And so that will happen. And so these dreams are there. This is your subconscious and your conscious dealing not only with stress, but your guides and your spiritual is telling me what I love. They're saying, you know, they're saying, Andrea, we've got somebody for you. And it's a good way of them saying, and I always look at it, they're telling you subconsciously, we got a star for you, someone famous and someone coming. One thing you will love about this, and I do a lot of work with people who work with angel works or love, is you're going to see this person that they come into your life will say some of the same things you had in your dream. You'll feel that tingle in your tummy, deja vu. And you're like, whoa, where did that happen? And it's like, and it's from these dreams. That's why I tease you a little because they're, you know, we got to keep this adult. But it was like, I could see there was a lot of energy with this dreams. I also see that there's color in the dream. Now, notice this color. Mm-hmm. What color are you seeing a lot around it? And I can tell you what's going on with you that day.
Blue. It was blue. And I didn't feel uncomfortable. It was a great feeling. And like I said, the times that we, the different places we were at, and one time we in particular, we were in a bedroom, just saying like that, just that's all.
I feel that blue. Sorry, I apologize. I cut it. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm being rude. You know, you're okay. It's like the blue's going on, and the blue, the only so we can go and work together in what they're showing me, the blue means spiritual, it means verbal, it means you're getting out the communication. I'm sorry I cut you off there, but the phones are a little staticky for me. It's not you. I think it's Blog Talk. I hope you can hear me. They're telling me you also are very much, you need to express. We were talking about, Jen was saying with meditations and individuals, I love what we can do here, because you can sit down, you need to be doing some B notes, you need to be doing the music there. A lot of people will say, what is that? That's when you get these beautiful resonation songs that feel good and comfortable for your throat. Listen to that music. You know, and some people are like, I don't want to sing. If you're embarrassed, go and turn the water on, sing in the shower. Do this and do that. You're going to feel so good. You're going to come out of there. You're going to be rocking and rolling. That's why, and why we love angels do the music. And my belief is Gabrielle always does this resonation, and that's why we have these great singers and individuals, is it puts those notes out there for all of us to vibrate, and music brings us higher together with the realm of psychic and angels.
Okay. So do you think that sexual,
and you
could
also put on a piece of music that'll also elevate your vibrations, I think. Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah, very
absolutely
true.
But what a lovely message. And don't be shy. Let your light shine. That's my motto.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you
for
calling.
Thanks.
Lovely energy. Lovely lady there. Thank you very much.
And
okay,
we'll go ahead
so,
and put you back on mute and so you could continue listening to the show.
If you bring the next caller on, please, Gary. I think
I can do that.
We might have time for Jethro's fabulous meditation.
Okay,
cool.
Well, let's get to the call. 229, from the 229 area code, you're on air with Jethro Smith. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, yes, thanks for taking my call. My name is Melvin, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. Oh, we've got a man for a change. Woohoo! It's usually old ladies looking for the twin souls, but did you have a question for Jethro as well?
Yes, ma'am. I recently applied for a coaching position here in Georgia, and I did get hired, but the head coach is supposed to get back with me about my supplement, about how much it's going to pay, I'm going to be making. And I just want to know, is there any message, you know, for that? And any other thing that I need to know?
Thank you, Melvin. I welcome you, and I'm
Thank
looking
you,
forward
sir.
To reading you. No problem. You've got very intense energy. I'm going to take me just a second. I love this because I have about quite a few clients. I read male and female, but your guys are telling me that not only are you in the right energy, but they're saying yes, financially they're going through. They're showing me with you, you have a very intense personality. There's sometimes that you're one of those people that when you feel something or you know something, you have a ability here too, Melvin. They're showing me that you have a gut feeling there.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay, and as I'm reading the energy with you, Melvin, what they're telling me also is that they're saying that this is going to, they're saying yes with the financial. They're also showing me that there's some other things going on. Your angels and guides are kind of, they're wanting you to do so much stuff that in the day you're not only a good coach with people, but I'm also hearing the angels telling me that you have a very good ability that, you know, different people are blessed with the angels listening, and you have an ability that you do pray or you do work a mantric. I feel you doing some higher power energy. The angels are telling me that you're able to bring about, you're able to get your voice heeded. You've always just knew there was a way to get heard by the angels.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do pray tremendously. And, yes, uh-huh. Is there any, do you, like, how to word this? Do you think, you know, like, what the supplement will be, the amount?
Well, I'm seeing the supplement.
Contact me?
Okay, and I am seeing them contacting you on the phone. I'm seeing it be, it looks to me like this supplement's going to help for a while, and I see you're going to make it stretch because you're not only a good guy, but you also have a very good budgeter. You thank the guides and the angels are working with you, and I'm trying to get them to show me an amount, and they're telling me that I keep seeing a 136. I don't know if it's a 136, you know, I get it's going to be a chunk, you know, and part of it is you've worked for a lot of years. You know, you've worked for a lot of stuff, and I feel that the guides are also telling me that, you know, going into the other work for you is that the guys are saying that it's going to be there, and I apologize, but they're only giving me a little pieces of stuff, and they're telling me that you've also got another surprise coming. There's something else going to happen for you financially. I see you also getting some things there for you to be able to.
Hello,
have
we lost Jethro there? Just one moment,
yes,
I'll see.
Yeah, it looks as though we lost Jethro.
Oh, I'll see if I can connect him back up again. It looks like he's still online according to my switchboard, but...
I don't know if he muted himself or it's just exactly what happened, but...
No, we have lost him. So I'll add him again and I'll try and catch him back on, get him back online.
Okay.
It sometimes happens with Blog Talk Radio and Skype. We do get the callers cut off. You'll be panicking there. We're in the middle of a sentence there. So, are you there, Jethro? He's still online, but he's not answered his phone yet. If you can hear us, Jethro, please pick up.
Not sure exactly what happened there.
No, we're trying to connect with him, but he's not, the telephone is trying to connect. But anyway, it's great of you to ring in, Melvin, and I hope you got enough of your question answered.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, great.
Wonderful.
Okay, yeah. Then. So thanks a lot for calling in, and I don't think...
Hello?
Is he always here? Right, we've got you back.
Yes, yeah.
What happened?
You were standing up a storm, and all of a sudden you went silent. Apparently, we lost.
I think the Atlantic got me. I hate this ocean. It knows to get out of the way.
Did you have anything else to say to Melvin before we get on with the?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to ask him quickly about this is a young lady I just met 2 days ago, yesterday, and her name is Yolanda. She's about 41 years old, and do you see us, getting to date or anything bubbling up with that?
I do see this going. There again, we're not only talking the prayers, but I do see that you two not only have just met, but you've known each other before. This is going to be better. Take this very lightly. They're telling me you and her need to take it really casual. Sometimes, Melvin, they're showing me that you're a nice guy, but when you fall in love, you're a little intimidating. You're not a little man. You're not just a little. You're kind of you need to be real lightly with this. They said that, and also I see you guys actually getting not only to know each other, but I feel like you're going to. This is going to be a very good, serious relationship, but you both have to go slow. You've been hurt, and so is she.
Yeah, definitely been hurt. Yes, sir, I have.
Cool.
Because it was one that was staying with me, and she left, and I haven't heard from her for about maybe She left about 4.5 months ago, and I haven't heard from her at all.
You know, she also really I'm not defending what she did. That was not good. But the guides, as you were talking, right away let me know, and I'm supposed to let you know that she was kind of playing games with other people, and they said that's part of why they're leaving you. And the sad part was, the guides are saying she did you a favor. She wasn't honest to you, and I don't want to hurt you more, but know this is a blessing while you and Alonda, you know.
Okay, all right.
There you go.
Yeah, that is so true, because you know I have other readers have told me that, you know, she was just go around using people, you know. So yeah, it just hurt my feelings. You put your heart into someone and they don't appear to be who they are, so that's a good thing for me.
You're a good person, and they said later this is going to be the other value, and the really saddest thing was, you know, you're going to get rewarded over there, but the really good thing in this life is you've done the good right intent, and I see the Yolanda is going to be a very positive person in your life. This is just opening a new window for more love to shine in.
Okay. Yes, sir. When you say I'm going to get a surprise coming up, is there a time frame on that? Financially surprise?
The good thing is
Yeah. So, excuse me.
So that could be part of the surprise.
Maybe. I hope so. Yeah.
Catching you when you least expect it. Yeah.
Wow, man. I really need, because I'm trying to finish up my college degree in middle grade education, because I only have 8 classes remaining. I ran out of tuition, and I'm trying to finish this up this year. And there's a
good luck.
Festival. Yes, sir. There's a festival that's going to be taking place in the park next month, on the 5th of next month through the 10th, and they're going to be giving out scholarships and prizes and all that kind of stuff. So I'm definitely going to attend that to see, can I get me a scholarship to finish up these 8 classes.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, we wish you luck, and thank you for calling. And I'll go ahead and put you back on hold and let you listen to the rest of the show.
Okay.
And we'll move on to the next caller.
Yeah,
and
thanks, Melvin. Thanks for calling in.
Yes.
Yeah, Gary, you go ahead and bring them on.
Okay. Claude DP, using Click to Talk, go ahead and bring you on.
Claude P2.
Hello,
Claude.
Yes.
You are on here with...
My name is actually Jimmy. Sorry about the mix-up there. I'm using an old friend's account.
Well, thanks for calling, Jimmy.
Alias Claude. Woman.
Hey, well, I'm calling. I want to say, first of all, Jethro Smith, I'm a big fan of yours. You're literally the best psychic I've ever seen. You're my role model. I'm calling in because I'd like to talk about quite a personal issue that I've been having, and hopefully I can get some psychic healing, pretty much.
I can feel this.
Okay, we've got about 30 minutes left. We've got 5 callers, so...
Yep, okay. I'll be quick. My story, it's just hear me out, guys. It's a bit weird, but this is my story. About 4 or 5 years ago, my father, who was a chef, he was killed in an accident at work. And ever since then, I've had these dreams where I'm being chased. And at first, the objects chasing me were blurry. I knew they weren't people. They were definitely objects. And I'm aware now that, in fact, it's just items of food, such as pizzas and spaghetti. And also this big thing. I'm sorry, I'm choking up. This thing called, if you've ever heard of Bigfoot, he was chasing me too. And I feel really stressed when I wake up. I'm all hot and sweaty, and I'm just wondering if it's brought on by my autism, or is it just like because I'm really stressed out by the whole experience with my dad passing away.
The combination, and I thank you for the compliment, and first time reading you and feeling the energies. I could feel a lot of situation happening. I would recommend working with not only color healing but visual healing, because what we've got to do is we've got to slow down the crown chakra. Your crown chakra is going wild. You have a lot of ability. I would have you as a spiritual practitioner, mm-hmm. my work is I would have you sit down, we'd work together, we'd get you to do not only mantras and some toning, very much sound, yeah. You know, working with it, because it is hurting you, and there is something going on with survival ship and the food and the red chakra there, so we need mm-hmm. to balance this, because don't get offended, but you said Jimmy is your name?
Yeah.
I see you look like a pizza there yourself. The bottom red is real small, and the top of you, of your crown, is just purple. You look like this big energy. So what we would do is we would work and balance, heal, harmonize it.
So
and
I don't
feel
look like Shrek then.
No. And I feel like okay. We need you to also get that energy back into your yellow and get you to emotionally, you've turned off some things over this death and you've turned some stuff off. We need to get you to balance it. And I would work with the healing, harmony, do a meditation class, work with this. I mean, you're obviously in a different place than I am in Florida. United States is where I am.
Yeah.
But we do this like Skype. I'd have you do a heal, harmonize, and balance your chakra. Also, we need to get you. There's something else coming up here. You have an ability, and you're denying it. When things start mm-hmm. to kind of give a flash, and you get psychic energy, you used to as a child see it go in front of you. Now, what you're doing is you're blocking it. And what's happening is we need to work with you on the indigo. That's your sixth chakra there, and we need to do some balance there. I would do some aromatherapy with you, slight lavenders, maybe some geranium. I know everybody teases me. They say, that's an older lady smell in the house. Geranium is really good to relax your energy.
Smells like my grandma.
I like the Everyone says that. And I'll tell you why grandma used to be so cash. Because geranium works with your nose, your number one strongest sense. I mean, I should say strongest. And what it does is it's a relaxing, calming scent. I would have you do that. And then I'm also feeling we need to work with you on the fact that there's also with your heart chakra, there needs to become some other love. You've got to start loving yourself. You're a little mean to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to cut myself. I still have the scars and everything. And you know, I think it's stopped now, don't worry. But, I used to abuse myself a lot.
I feel that, and I feel you're a good person, and we need to have that love there. They're saying that. The guides are just what I'm feeling. They're also telling me that as things are happening for you, you're also going in, with it, and it's like this, that everything else is happening, and, you know, it's like the guides aren't letting you into no other part of it. There's also, I would work with you tuning into your guides. You've got to get back where you listen with them. Somebody was on reach to you is what's causing this energy. I think I would suggest a past life work with someone who could take you in real deep. We do hypnosis. I would say work with it. And you get back to where you love that part of you again. Bring that part together. Mm-hmm. And then I see you. This is some past life work. And I know you. I'm getting choked up. We need you to go ahead and talk with your dad on the other side. He's got let go, but you've still got some hold there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he used to abuse me a bit, but I still love him. It's really, it's a bit of a double-edged sword there because he used to abuse me, molest me. But, I still love my dad because, he's my dad. I only had one.
You're a good person, and we need to get you to get past this energy so that, like you said there, and as it happens with the energy, they would work with you, that's what I would definitely say, and the guides are giving me a little tears with you. I'm feeling him on the other side, a little bit of mediumship, that, you would need to forgive each other, and that's what, I would work with you. We have a lot of people a lot of mediumship is done this way, but I would prefer, what I would suggest to you is to do a little bit of work there, sit down, get this work together, and then you two can both karma untie some of that, and there is some anger there, even though you still love him, he hurt you, and that's tied in there. It's okay to be angry, it's just to get it out and deal with it.
I mean, when you tell me that I'm a good person, I find that hard to believe because my dad was like, you're autistic, you could never be a good person, and that really used to hurt me. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, Nana. It's okay.
Don't believe him. Because, and you must love yourself, Jimmy, because if you don't love yourself, you can't love anyone else. So love yourself.
That's really true. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for calling in. And you can always contact Jethro on his website, jethrosmith.net. Okay?
Yep. What's your name, by the way?
Mine? Jan Christie.
Yes. Thank you. You've really helped me as well. Thanks again, Jethro.
Thank you. You're welcome. Right. Yeah, thank you, Jethro. Lovely message there.
Is it okay if I just continue to listen on Skype? Don't hang me up.
Yeah, of course it is.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye, guys. Thank you. Yeah. We'll put Jimmy on mute there. and send him loads of love and healing, and get Sketchy Toaster on. Are you there, Sketchy Toaster, because you're live on the air with Jethro?
Oh, yes. My real name is actually Yalos, Yalos Wagons.
Oh, okay. Hi, Yalos.
I feel like my dreams have many layers, and I am haunted by a big green man in dream. He touches me, and it scares me, and I wake up, and sometimes I see big green man standing over bed, and it scares me, and I'm not sure if it is a spirit or what.
I feel there's some energy here with you. And it's ironic you've called in just after someone who was talking that we need to. We need to look at this. We need to kind of go through. I feel you're having some other things going on, and it's the green is the energy of the heart. So I'm also feeling that you've had some other things happen. And what the guys are showing me is you need to do some peace and some of your own things. And I feel that we need to make sure with
blood
you.
Rituals.
Oh.
I had blood drawn from me, and it's like when you are forced down, and they take your very blood, and you hand over your blood, and you're forcefully given, like you have no choice in the matter of giving blood, then it really demoralizes you.
Okay, and there needs to be some cleansing, some spiritual things, you know, some white carnations, do some light. It's all right. I feel the energy there. What happens
and
is there is different
white
around.
Carnations and recipes, like
in light, what you would do, I would say, was maybe work with someone. I also feel I would get with someone spiritually here. We need to get you back. You're in an odd space, and I think mentally what they're telling me here with you, I want to make sure we got to get you working around light workers. That's why you're in here tonight. We're putting a lot of light around you. We need to get this out. You need to kind of get in. I would say work with someone there that you've got close that you could go in spiritually that could talk with you, someone you feel comfortable with. Obviously, this is a different type of realm, so I'm feeling some mental stress happening to you?
Like Battletoads realm?
Like who?
Well, when I am visited by Green Man, when I was very young, I chose spirit animal based on what another psychic, much like yourself, he says, you have spirit animal toad. But when I see them in the dream, my spirit animals, they are fighting, they are battling.
Okay. Now, and I am Native American. And I can tell you if the totem's doing that, then there is something going on. And that's where we need to do it. If they're battling, that means that you've got some things happening to you, which we call psychic attack. It's very real. And what we need to do is we need to get you into someone spiritually and have them working with you, because your totem should always be positive to you. It's on the other side. It's just a spirit type of it working. I also feel what's happened for you is, again, now we're talking about the blood. We've done some things. There's been some things that you have done or some things you've gotten into. We need you to get with someone who can do a spiritual cleansing. Or I know that, you know, this is a lot of words I'm using. Smudge is something that's very much will help with this because of this, and that we need, I would say, someone that could do what we do here, and what I know of through my raising is the word baptism, but you need some white light done here. We need to get you out of that space. And as we were talking earlier with me and Jen, is that, you know, you do that meditation, that light work. We need to get you raising your vibration and only light. And definitely, this is the thing that we all do and we all work with, is we're putting out that, and that's why you're feeling. Do you feel protected right now talking to us? Can you feel what we're doing?
Yes, I can feel your big strong arms. I can feel protection.
Good.
Yes,
that's a good thing. Yes, visualize that. Visualize yourself protected in a sphere of light. And
yes, use it as a cloak around yourself.
Yeah.
And don't
declare
feel
yourself
any fear,
safe.
Because fear will make it worse. You know, don't feel fear. Feel the love instead of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, but I have one
it's
more.
It's a very simple thing.
I have one little tiny more thing I would like to. In my dreams.
Okay, we've got 20 minutes left and we have bunch of
problems. Please listen. Just in my dreams, they are screaming the word nigger, and It's like, why would they scream such hateful things like nigger? And they scream it over and over and over, nigger, 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 and it scares me. Because I am half black. My family, they come here from old country, and they hybrid with the African American peoples here, and they slur towards me. I've called other psychics. I'm sorry. I've called other psychics, and they think that I am not being serious, and but I am. And why would spirits be angry at me and call me racial slurs?
I don't think it's spirits. I think that it's other energy, and I think there's something happening for you in energy that what we need to do is have you work with a spiritual practitioner and raise it down to, because it's like, if it's an entity or it's a different energy, there's a lot of wording we could use, and I know you, we've got other people, but definitely get with one of us and have a light worker work with you, because you don't want this doing this, because something's triggered in your mental energy, and you're hearing that word from something that's rousing you. If it stresses you out and you get disorder and multiple personalities, or I've seen, unfortunately, with this, people get into the wrong area, and something's got you into something that's got you frightened, that's why you're hearing that word. And that's why, as a spiritual, what I'm feeling is I would work with someone who could get you back in a white space and get you out of this, because mentally this is playing something in your head. Something there is not good that you got involved around.
Is that something you can address at your website, Jethro?
I would find... Yeah, let's get you sent there, and I'll find someone that can help you. I have people that are friends of mine through Skype. We'll find someone to help you. Yes, definitely get a hold of me on my
website,
and we'll get someone there. So, you know.
And also, really quickly, mm-hmm. could you mention your website for the benefit of the listeners in the archive?
Okay.
Yeah, yes, and thank you for calling in. And it's JethroSmith.net, JethroSmith.net, And I will, if you do get a hold of me there, you can always leave a thing. And if I can't do it, I don't know everything. I am psychic, but I'm not phenomena. But if I don't,
yes.
I will try to see if I can send you where I can. This is, especially when you're working with different
energies.
Okay,
so light isn't like light workers, right? Light?
Yes.
White, like
yes.
Light, like light-skinned workers? I'm sorry,
no,
I'm not...
Light. It's nothing to do with color. It's just
no,
light.
No, it's working the light. Working the light.
They're a black light.
Oh, like good light.
Yes,
exactly.
Light. Light
okay,
like the sun.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Light
thank
workers.
You.
And surround
thank
yourself
you so
with
calling.
Light at all times. Yes, thank you, Yala. Good luck. And call Jethro on his, get a hold of Jethro on his website. Okay,
yes,
then.
Yes, JethroSmith.net for everyone listening. Okay.
So many people to help you guys. we're trying to help all of you.
No. And so we're going to have to mute Yalos now. And Gary, you're going to bring the next caller on, are you, please?
I'll bring the next caller on. We've got about 17 minutes left. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 callers. And if we run short, we apologize in advance. But the next caller is from the 719 area code. 719, you're on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is George Russells. I'm calling from New York. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, George.
Hi, George.
Thank you for calling.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I was originally going to call in regards to a question I had about my grandmother, but I've been kind of inspired to talk about, I think, more personal issues. The person who just called you and the person... I'm sorry. And then the person before them, they were talking about personal dreams that I had. And
mm-hmm.
there is this one dream that I have. Oh, just
so what would be your question for Jethro?
I just want to see if he could analyze this dream I had. But it's very personal. So I just...
It's okay, we'll all close our ears, and you can just tell Jethro in private. No, I'm sorry about that. It's not funny, is it? No, but you are quite safe here and quite at home here, and anybody listening in will have every sympathy for you, so don't worry about it.
All right, well, I should start that I was molested as a child repeatedly. And in the dream, it's my father who's molesting me, but my father's no longer alive, and it wasn't him who molested me, it was my aunt, which just seems completely, you know, irrational. It doesn't make sense. He's a good guy, but in the dream, doing these things, and I wake up, and I'm sweating, and I have an erection, and it's just, oh, God, I don't know what to do.
Mentally, and I see the other energy too, and this is why we're having a lot of dream energy, and like you said there, this is spiritually, this is connected with the two, and what I'm seeing here, now you, I apologize, can I have your first name just again?
It's George, last name is Russell.
Okay, you don't, that's okay, just George, what I'm also doing, I'm having you guys show me permission with the energy, and it is good to bring this out. There's probably another hundreds of thousands of people who are glad you called in with this, and so what I'm just letting out to know for everyone that's doing an enemy, listen to what I'm saying for the energy, but a lot of times our mind will do conscious things of it. As you just said there, the guy's also putting this person that was safe for you there. There is energy happening. I would say, what I'm feeling is, you know, you have work here where there's the yin and yang balance. You have some female side. This is embarrassing for you. These other things are happening. You have my timid. I'm ready to cry because, you know, and it makes me want to cry for you because it's like you've been, I mean, my gosh, to be molested. I've worked a lot with care advocacy for children. It's never good to see anyone taken advantage of, whether you're a child or an adult. And I feel for you that this is what the guys are saying. I also am really picking up that spiritually, there's some other things for your dad. And it's like you have some other things happening for you. So, you know, my girlfriend does a lot more of the
feminine side.
Oh, it's good. We all have yin and yang balance. What's really excellent about it is, you know, and we joke. We just did the on Psychics Gone Wild Friends did what is a perfect male or female. One of the biggest questions is a man who cooks, a man who's sensitive, a man who does this. Men used to not cry. We need to cry and be emotional. That's part of loving ourselves. What is really good?
I cry nearly every night before I go to bed. So I think I got
now
that
you
covered.
Now you are. Are you working with someone about this, about the, you know, I mean, I got to be honest with you, this is not good that you were molested repeatedly. This is never, you know, there is a point here that is legal. When a child or anyone's ever been touched, this is not good. And I don't care if it's a family member or not. We all know there's a good reason for those laws. I mean, the saddest thing is, as being a parent myself, my anger's got to be here. I'm trying to be spiritual for you, but I know if anyone ever touched my two children, I would not be pleasant. So I'm letting you know. You're also doing this as because your dad was a safe person. Sometimes in mental reason, you're doing this visualization. You're having him there. They're also telling me that this was a safe person. You'll see this psychologically. People will do this. They will blame the person for not being there to protect him. There's something going on here. I'd like you to work maybe with someone on a little hypnosis. Also work with a physical therapist on sitting down and letting this out because you need to really – you need to come to terms with your balance. So, I mean, I feel like you're not having a relationship right now.
It's, I mean, I'm just so glad that I got this off my chest and was able to tell somebody. That's what I was saying, that I'm happy the two callers before me kind of opened up the doorway, if you will, to let me speak and say my mind, because this whole, I read about a reaction formation in psychology where the safe haven in my head gets turned around into, you know, the person who, in fact, was causing so much trouble. So I think that makes sense logically, and I understand that. But still, I wake up, and I'm sweating with the erection and the dreams, or, you know, the father.
Well, don't feel guilty about that. George, don't feel guilty about that. It's natural. Don't worry about that side of it. No, don't worry about that side of it.
It's
as Jethro said, we could spend an hour just speaking to George. Just calm down. Take some deep breaths.
put some prayers out to you, George. And do get a hold of me after. Sometimes people use this for the psychic part of this, and sometimes we use this to counseling. I am a person to help you. I did work for an advocacy. I would suggest there's an 800 number here in the United States. I'll give it to anybody who calls. Sometimes it is emotional, just like Jen said. You know, let it out. Cry. Do the energies. It is good that you're sensitive. I mean, you just let a good thing out here, but it isn't easy. Definitely get a hold of a crisis line at that. Talk with someone there. They are trained professionals. This happens. Unfortunately, a lot of people are hurt out there. You just told something that probably many thousands of people have had happen to them.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of pride. We're very proud of you doing it. We're putting out light and love around you. I wish you, George, you know, definitely get a hold of one of those lines, do them, talk with them, because if you talk with them, they're going to give you some answers of how to get this out. There's groups out there, codependency groups here in
Absolutely.
The United States. I know they're free. And go in and talk. There's private groups, there's closed groups, those things are there. Those people are doing it. I personally can tell you, I used to help in an organization called a candlelight group. It's in a paper. You read any newspaper. We used to get there for people to discuss this. I was my spiritual thing, what I did for my town, to help people. It's done in private, and no one else is going to say anything there.
Well, he just
That's right.
So.
And I was just trying to tell George that, really, we could spend at least an hour on each person if we have the time. But
And yes, for more in-depth one-on-one type of situation, it would be best to go through your website, right, Jethro?
It is, and thank you guys. Yeah, definitely come over there, and we are trying to get as many as we can, and I know a lot of you guys got missed. Maybe I could talk to somebody.
We have 9 minutes left in the show, and we've got about 6 callers. We are not going to be able to get to all of them, but are you ready for the next call?
Yeah, we've had one that's been waiting 26 minutes, so we're going to bring 856 on just for a very quick reading, if we could please, Jethro. Are you okay, Jethro?
Oh, yeah.
Love and light to you all, and that's all I need is a very quick reading. Just whatever you have from spirit, from either one of you, I've been listening and sending love and light as well. There's a lot of healing going on.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
What's your first name?
Thank you.
I'm sorry?
What's your name?
Oh, Tina. Sorry.
Hi, Tina. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tina, and I thank you for, you know, being understanding. Those of you we didn't get to, I'm trying to go as fast. I feel like I need about 6 of me talking.
I know.
Tina, I love the energy with you that they're telling me with you that on the other side, I'm supposed to tell you that you have more of a purpose than you've been doing. You've got this extra stuff that's coming in for you. They're telling me that I keep seeing this, like, they're showing me like a little cute, like what you see when someone wears like a sun costume. They said you were their sunshine. They're telling me on the other side that you were loved. You have someone over there who's passed that's telling me that they know you were helping them with the sunshine. They're going to help you with some blessing here. You've been having some financial things going on that it's going to get better. They said here real soon. They said look for some pennies from heaven are coming.
Okay. Great.
They're telling me. Tina, I'm also feeling with you real strong here that you, there's somebody from family, there's a member of family of yours that you've been kind of helping them get through, that they're a little bit achy and they're having some, this looks like someone you're taking care of here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You're taking care of them, and they, you know, they love you so much. You're going to make me cry now. We've had such an emotional show today. They love you so much, and they're never going to stop loving you, Tina. You're just an angel, and they're telling me that on the other side to let you know that the other side knows that you're taking care of them. You're treating them so good, and there's something here about. I feel like that they say maybe a little bit of ginger. Ginger works for the tummy, like maybe eating a little ginger, as in candy ginger or ginger cookies, ginger snaps. They're saying
ginger is my favorite.
That's it. That's what I'm hearing, and they're telling me that. The angels are telling me that you make the best ginger cookies that I've ever
had. I make ginger juice, actually. I like the ginger soda. I make that.
Wow. They're telling me on the other side they love you so much. They're saying that you're like their sugar, their sunshine. This person's telling me on the other side. There's sometimes you feel them in the house. They're hugging you. They said that, you know, all you have to do is just know they're there with you. They may be over on the other side, but they know you're taking care of this other person. There's going to be a blessing here. And they said by the 15th of May, they're going to help you guys there. They're tired of this. They're making me laugh. They're shaking their head. And they're like, they're tired of you. You know, you make ginger and nobody's getting it that you know, they need to help you there.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom.
That is really an inspiration. That's exactly what I needed to hear. We had an incident today, and I needed to hear exactly that things are going to turn around soon.
Brilliant.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's great. And thank you so much for calling in, Tina. And thank you to everyone else for holding on to speak to Jethro.
Okay, my pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and put you back on hold and let you listen to the rest of the show.
Yeah, well, what there is left of it, all 4 or 5 minutes left. I'm so sorry that we've run out of time.
You can get one more caller. I'll go ahead and bring them on from the 804 area code. 804, what's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Vernell. The start with a V is in Victoria. And
hi, Vernell.
Hi, nice to meet you all.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Really quick, what question would you have for Jethro?
Okay, yes, I understand y'all are short on time. I live in the state of Virginia, and I live in the central part. And I was wondering if y'all see me moving sometime this year. I'm moving with someone.
They are showing me that I do see you are going to be moving. They're showing me wheels. They're showing me you going. They're saying the chariot, which is an example for me, envision moving. But they're also showing me that this someone has got something they have to kind of learn. They keep showing me like they I feel like this is someone who cares, or there's something going on for you love wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that's. Okay, Vernell, and I apologize. I'm talking quick to get it the most in for you. Reading you for the first time, I love your angels. That's the first time I've ever read for you, and you've got very positive two angels. They're very loving around you. They're telling me that this person has got to kind of understand that you're there to help. I feel like this person that's going to move sometimes is a little bit. It's not a bad thing, but they kind of don't understand on how to really act with love. They're kind of learning to love again.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They say that. They're not showing me exactly what time. I'd have to look a little depth. Sometimes I have to see a picture, but the guys are saying, yes, you are going to. They're also saying you two are, you're kind of like, you make me laugh. I love to dance. And they show me, like, my mom used to waltz. They're showing me, like, you two are kind of waltzing, but you're off a little bit of beat. Something's got to happen for you two to really, and then it's going to be love all over. They're just showing me blooms of red roses, which means love.
Okay. Okay, so I'm definitely going to be moving with this person.
Yes, and I thank you. That was a beautiful thing. You don't love is such a special thing. I want to thank you for letting me read you. I feel blessed that I got to read for you today.
Okay, I really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling,
thank
Vernell.
Thank you so much, Vernell.
Okay,
we're going to have to say thank you. We're going to have to say good night. God bless to you, Vernell, and we're going to have to say good night. God bless to all the listeners and the people on the switchboard who didn't get a chance to speak to Jethro. And thank you so much, Jethro. You've been absolutely wonderful. And we'll have you back as soon as you can come back. We'll have you back
absolutely.
Again. Yeah, next week we have Elshara. So if you want to phone in next week and ask Elshara your questions, he's going to be here. And thank you so much, Gary, for being here
thank you.
All the people in the chat room as well. And
yes,
so goodbye.
Thank you,
God bless everyone. We're going to be sending out love and healing to everyone as we play this last song. And it was chosen by Jethro, is called Ain't No Mountain High Enough. So goodbye and God bless everyone. Don't forget, see you next week with Elshara.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. We love you.
Be there in a hurry.
on that you can depend and never worry. You see, my love is alive. It's like a seed that only needs the thought of you to grow. So if you feel the need for company, please, my darling, let it be me. The love I feel for you. But a writer put it very nicely. When he was away from the one he loved, he sat down and wrote these words. Miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours.